堂听 class.com。
About buying things. What the law says about buying things. When you buy something, you and the seller make a contract. Even if all you do is talk. The seller, not the manufacturer, must sort out your complaint. The law has three rules. 1. Goods must be of marketable quality. This means that they must be reasonably fit for their normal purpose.Bear in mind the price and how the item was described. A new item must not be broken or damaged. It must work properly. But if it is cheap, second-hand, or a second, you cannot expect top quality. 2. Goods must be as described on the package, a display sign, or by the seller. Shirt sleeves must not be long if marked short on the box.Plastic shoes should not be called leather. 3. Goods must be fit for any particular purpose made known to the seller. If the shop says a glue will mend china, then it should. All goods, including those bought in sales, are covered. Food, too, if bought from a trader. For example, from shops, in street markets, through mail order catalogues, or from door-to-door sellers.Please note, if you are entitled to reject something, take it back yourself if you can. It is quicker, and you can discuss it face to face. Strictly speaking, the seller should accept it. You may be able to claim extra compensation if you suffer loss from a faulty buy, for example, when a faulty iron ruins clothes. Making your complaint. To make a complaint,Stop using the item and tell the shop at once. Take it back, if you can. Take a receipt or proof of purchase, if you can. Ask for the manager or owner. Keep calm. If it is a tricky problem, it may be better to write. To be on the safe side, it is better to use recorded delivery. Keep copies of all letters.Do not send receipts or other proofs of purchase. Give reference numbers or send photocopies. If you phone, first make a note of what you want to say. Have receipts and useful facts handy. Get the name of the person you speak to. Jot down the date and time and what is said. Keep calm. If you see the notice, no refunds,You can ignore it. Such notices are illegal, even for sales goods. A trader cannot wriggle out of his responsibility if he sells you faulty goods.